This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. senators voted on Saturday in favor of allowing witnesses in the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, extending the proceedings as lawmakers weigh whether to convict Trump of inciting the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The 55-45 vote in favor of allowing witnesses means a decision in the trial is unlikely to come on Saturday. Prior to the vote, closing arguments from the House lawmakers serving as prosecutors and Trump's defense attorneys had been expected on Saturday after a week-long trial. A lengthier trial could stymie efforts by Democratic President Joe Biden to move past the controversy surrounding his predecessor and push forward his own legislative agenda on COVID-19 relief and economic revival. Dozens of oil and gas tankers carrying millions of dollars worth of fuel caught fire on Saturday, creating an inferno at Afghanistan's biggest trade crossing with Iran, officials said. The blaze broke out early afternoon at a port some 120 kilometers from the city of Herat, engulfing the tankers that were parked nearby after crossing the border. At least 17 people have been taken to hospital, some of them with serious burns, said the head of the local ambulance service. The governor of Western Herat province said that there aren't the facilities to contain the fire, so they have asked the government of Iran for help. He added that the cause of the fire was unknown. A strong 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck late Saturday off the eastern coast of Japan, but no tsunami warning was issued, U.S. and Japanese authorities said. The United States Geological Survey said the quake occurred at a depth of 54 kilometers in the Pacific off Fukushima. This is VOA News, and here are some of the developments around the world regarding the global coronavirus pandemic. The head of the EU's Disease Control Agency has warned that the novel coronavirus could last indefinitely, even as global infections slowed by nearly half in the last month and vaccine rollouts gathered pace in parts of the world. ECDC Chief Andrea Amon urged European countries in particular not to drop their guard against a virus that seems very well adapted to humans and might require experts to tweak vaccines over time, as is the case with the seasonal flu. Developing new COVID-19 vaccines will not end the pandemic unless all countries receive doses in a fast and fair manner, disease experts warned on Saturday, as several nations consider implementing vaccine passports when international travel resumes. The authors of a letter published in the Lancet Medical Journal said vaccine stockpiling in wealthier countries would only prolong the global health emergency. Peru, which is facing a second wave of COVID-19 infections, has registered a record number of hospitalized cases, the health ministry said. In the past 24 hours, 213 new admissions were reported, bringing the total to 14,333. The previous record of 14,181 hospitalizations was reached on August 17th. The number of infections and deaths has quadrupled from their level at the end of December. On Friday, the country's health minister resigned amid claims that former President Martin Vizcarra was inoculated before the vaccine was available to the public. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani warned of a fourth wave of the virus as cases rise in certain areas of the Middle Eastern country hardest hit by the pandemic. He said some cities in the southwestern province of Khuzestan were now red, which is the highest on Iran's color-coded risk level, after weeks of low alert levels across the country. Iran has lost close to 59,000 lives out of more than 1.5 million cases of COVID infection. Australia's second largest city of Melbourne went from welcoming thousands of fans for its Grand Slam tennis tournament to deserted city streets overnight as millions began a five-day coronavirus lockdown. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.